Yeah, so recently the community health care manager from the HSC wrote to all GPs across North Donegal and said that the OT service currently available would be scaled back due to a lack of resources, mainly vacancies that exist in occupational therapy. So I raised the question today to see exactly what the issues were and what efforts would be made by the HSC to address them. We know that OT wait times are extremely long. When I raised this issue back in March of 2025, which was the second time I'd raised it and been elected, there was 476 people on the waiting list, with 313 of them waiting more than a year for an appointment. So this is an ongoing issue across County Donegal. So the scaling back of services is something that has come as a shock, because a lot of people would see them as already scaled back. And today's response from the HSC, they said that they had employed 15 people to various positions in County Donegal for OTs. Now, when I raised the issue in March of last year, there was between 11 and 13 vacancies. So it's interesting, and we need clarification on how we have 15 recruitments, where previously we had 11 to 13 vacancies, and yet we're still being told that OT services are being scaled back. And today, to be very honest, I didn't get a satisfactory answer, and I'll be awaiting a follow-up from the IHA manager on this.
And you inquired potentially that those 15 recruitments might have been internal promotions at the end of, which would explain the vacancy still?
Yeah, and look, we put written questions into the HSC for every regional health forum meeting. They're very specific and very carefully worded in order to get the information that we're looking for. And the information that I was provided with today didn't answer the question that was asked, because we weren't told if those included internal promotions. And we weren't told across which disciplines these OTs were being recruited into.